Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Amron Channel 3 project, and that's not using repeaters. We do that on GMRS, FRS Channel 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex at 146.420, which is designated for the Amron Channel 3 project. So, I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about Amron, visit www.amron.com. And also be sure to visit our local Amron webpage at soamron.com for local information, as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. And it is working correctly now. Thank you very much, Ron. Great. If you have any Amron or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the websites, and if you'd like to sign up for the Amron Intelligence Report via email, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. And I'll say that again. It is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly, and we want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk. And that includes children, actually especially children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, time for the Amron Net Word of the Week. It's to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in time of emergency. The word is a Bible verse. You do not have to repeat it at check-in if you don't want to. To save time, we're not going to discuss it, and I do thank you for that. So get ready to write this down. The net word of the week is Ezekiel 17:19. And I'm going to say it again. Net word of the week is Ezekiel 17:19. And I spell Ezekiel. The number 17:19. Stand by. It is that time for the jokes. Got a shortage of jokes tonight. One dad joke. Scientists recently combined the DNA of a cheetah with the DNA of a crab. Things went sideways real fast. Mom's joke. Well, what's mom's favorite exercise? Running late.